Where you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Everywhere, it's United States Savings Bonds for real financial security.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Wynn Elliott, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station at United States Savings Bonds as a public service. Our guest stars for this program, one of America's most popular radio singers, Mary Small, and Screenland's Jimmy Stewart. Evidently, the three singing dollars in the Savings Bonds Orchestra, under the direction of Dennis Agay, approve of our guest stars because they say, goody, goody.
So you met someone who set you back on your heel. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And you broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to you. Goody, goody for him. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
Gentlemen, I want to introduce one of the finest and most popular singers on the air, Mary Small, who is...
Wynn Elliott.
What is it, Mary? What do you want?
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, later, Mary. Mary Small, who will
never
now...
Never mind talking, Wynn. Just introduce me to Jimmy Stewart. He's so tall and cute and slender and cute and charming and cute. He's the original passion flower. Besides which, he's
I know. He's so cute.
I think so, too. As a matter of fact, although you'd probably never guess it, he's my ideal.
Well, to hear you talk, Mary, somebody might think you were on Guest Star just to meet Jimmy Stewart.
Why,
of course not. I know. After all, during the war, didn't you make dozens of appearances on all the Treasury bond shows?
Well,
of course. And why? Because of patriotism. And didn't you introduce the theme song for the bond drives on your radio show? And why? Because of patriotism. And didn't you use every bit of time you weren't doing your radio shows and musical comedy to entertain at bond rallies?
Well, it's true, Wynn.
And of course. And why? Because of patriotism. And aren't you appearing on this Saving Bond guest star program?
Obviously.
Well, of course. And why? Because...
Because I want to meet Jimmy Stewart. And right now, too.
Well, you can't. First, you gotta sing.
Sing? Sing when I'm about to meet Jimmy Stewart? When I can hardly breathe?
Well, you won't meet him until you do sing, Mary. So begin. Begin.
All right. I'll begin. I'll begin.
You'll begin what?
I'll begin the beginning.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying. When they begin a beginning to live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are swearing to love forever and promising never, never. to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. Like the dead desire I only remember when they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above. Suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the
Mary Small special, a Mary Small socceroo, a Mary Small...
Oh, cut the small talk. Come on, where's Jimmy Stewart?
Well, shall I be perfectly honest with you?
Mm-hmm. Tell me the truth. Forget you're an announcer.
Well, the routine of the show calls for you and me to exchange some quips first.
Quips, he says, when my heart's doing flips.
And then you sing another song.
Another song before I meet Jimmy Stewart?
Yep, mm-hmm.
Gotta?
Gotta.
Oh, Mama, do I gotta?
Which, by no coincidence, is the title of Mary Small's next song.
Mama, tell me, do I gotta? Mama, tell me, do I gotta? Do I gotta yes him all the time? Mama, tell me what is proper? How did you react to Papa? Did you keep him dangling on a line? If I play hard to get, will I lose him? If he wants a kiss, should I let him? Or should I refuse him? Mama, tell me, do I gotta? I don't want my dreams to totter. I don't want this love of mine to skip. So Mama, say I gotta, 'cause I did. You say you didn't kiss Daddy till you knew him about a year. But that was back in 1910. The atomic age is here. Your words are full of wisdom, as old as all the stars. But Aesop's fables don't bring sables, diamond rings and cars. So Mama, tell me I'm no baby. I'm getting tired of saying maybe. If I don't, he might be coming raised. Mama, I'm sure that he respects me, going where my heart directs me. After all, we're practically engaged. If I play hard to get, I know I'll lose him. If he wants a kiss, let me laugh. Ah, Mama, I can't refuse him. Mama, tell me, do I gotta? I don't want my dreams to totter. Ma, how long can I remain a kid? So, Mama, please say I gotta. Mama, Mama, let me kiss him tonight. 'Cause I did.
Great, Mary, really great.
Excuse me, Mr. Elliott, but,
Mr. Elliott's busy, buddy. You can't talk to him now, sorry.
But,
All right, Wynn. Introduce me to Jimmy Stewart.
But that's...
You see
Look,
that?
Look, Buddy, beat it, will you? I'm supposed to meet Jimmy Stewart now, and I can't wait for the first glimpse of his face. The first sound of his voice. Oh, I bet I'll just naturally swoon.
You lose. No swoon.
How do you know, Mr. Smart Guy?
Because this guy you've been showing away is Jimmy Stewart. Yes, sir!
Gosh, Mr. Stewart, isn't it wonderful, you and I, us, being together on the same savings bond show?
Oh, wonderful's the very word for United States savings bonds, Mary. Just imagine, in 10 years, you get back $4 for every $3 you invest. I'd call that real pretty pickings. As a matter of fact,
Oh, it talks so sweet. I think I will swoon.
Now we can talk, Jimmy.
Well, I want to talk about how easy it is to save regularly by purchasing United States savings bonds.
For folks on a regular salary, there's the payroll savings plan.
It works very easy. All you do is simply tell the cashier or the boss at your place of business how much you want to set aside each week toward purchasing United States savings bonds. The boss takes care of the rest. Every week, automatically, a part of your pay is invested in United States savings bonds.
That's all there is to it. It's easy, automatic, it's regular. And so is the bond a month plan.
Yes, sir. All you do is tell your bank to buy a bond every month of any denomination you want. The bank buys the bond in your name and charges it to your checking account.
Payroll savings or bond a month plan, they're both easy, automatic, regular. And now, the three singing dollars in the Saving Bond Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Agay and one of the songs from the hit musical Annie Get Your Gun. There's no business like show business.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go on with the show.
This is Jimmy Stewart again. I just got something I want to say about buying United States savings bonds. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to tell you you should buy them or why you should buy them. That's up to you. I just want to tell you why I buy them. You see, the way I look at it, investing in United States savings bonds is buying insurance for my future. Now, it's going to sound funny mentioning profit, but we Americans are a bunch of horse traders at heart, and I never heard of a horse trader yet who wouldn't swap three of anything for four of them. And that's what I do every time I buy a United States savings bond. I buy United States savings bonds, buy them plenty, and I buy them plenty regular.
Signing off for Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service. I want to thank Mary Small and Jimmy Stewart for being with us on this program. Until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a good buy. Goodbye, that is.